Wow. Thank you so much. This is... this is really something. Thank you to the incredible women that I stand beside. I am inspired by your art and your heart, and I want to work with every single one of you. To the producers who created this ship for us to stand in, and my shipmates for life, Hilda, Jessica, Lindy, Zach, none of this is possible without you. My family, my Irish family, they're all here. Ireland bought them flights. Where are you? Mom, Dad, thank you for teaching us to dream and to never be defined by expectation, but to carve from your own passion. You, Fred, I love you, man. I love you. You're the most incredible dad. You're my best friend, and I want to have 20,000 more babies with you. I do. I do. And Isla, my little girl who is 8 months, who has absolutely no idea what's going on and is probably dreaming of milk, but this is kind of a big deal. And I love you, and I love being your mom, and I can't wait to discover life beside you. Chloe and Maggie, you, to get to know this incandescent woman and journey to understand the capacity of a mother's love is the greatest collision of my life. It's Mother's Day in the UK today. So I would like to dedicate this to the beautiful chaos of a mother's heart. We all come from a lineage of women who continue to create against all odds. Thank you for recognizing me in this role. This is the greatest honor. I can't even believe it. Gurv Mila Mila Mahagut Slán.
Nav Ganahok. Gofhuntok. Extraordinary. This young woman from Clarny, Jessie Buckley, makes history by becoming the first Irish woman to win Best Actress at the 98th Academy Awards. There's so much to talk about. There's so much to celebrate. And we want to hear from you this morning, particularly people who knew Jessie, who knew her from an early age, who saw her talent, her gifts, that extraordinary magic that she possesses, which has culminated in winning the Academy Award for Best Actress overnight. Stay with us now for the next 2 hours, and we want to hear your stories, your greetings, your best wishes to Jessie as we salute her extraordinary achievement. And it's not just an extraordinary achievement for a Kerry woman, it's an extraordinary achievement for an Irish woman as the first Irish person to win Best Actress at the Academy Awards. So send your greetings, your best wishes, your thoughts to Jessie, just as you've been doing so the past number of weeks with our Jessie Buckley competition, the winner of whom we'll be announcing this morning on the show. We'll also be going live to LA, and we'll hear from some of the people that know Jessie well. And one of the people that knows Jessie well is her cousin, Brendan Fuller, the presenter of the afternoon show on Radio Kerry. Brendan, good morning to you from Killarney. I know you probably didn't get any sleep last night as you and the rest of Jessie's family joined together to watch the ceremony in Buckley's in the Arbutus in Killarney. How are you feeling?
Oh, I don't know. I'm feeling emotional now. I think it's finally starting to settle in, and just so proud. Do you know? I'm here in the Arbutus, so I'm actually sitting on Nana's chair, and you know, it's unreal. It's unreal. We're just so proud. And just hearing her speak and, you know, saying I love you to Fred and mentioning her daughter and, you know, to do that from the Oscar stage with the statue in her hands. It's just, you know, it's the stuff of dreams, and we're just over the moon and relieved and thrilled and, you know, just so proud of her.
Tell us about your Nana, Brendan. She was Jesse's Nana as well. Because I imagine that when when joyful news like that happens, amazing, surreal news that someone you love has won an Academy Award, you're thinking of a lot of people. And in particular, the people who are no longer with us.
Yeah, I suppose. And look, she kind of... She's always been saying, you know, how it was, you know, Jesse's always been speaking about how it was the cast members and the crew members who were putting together the set and, you know, writing an incredible script and directing and casting. And she's always mentioning everybody else to the smallest job on set. I think she sees the importance in that. And I suppose that kind of trickles down from Nana, you know, and through her dad, Tim, like, because Tim grew up in the hotel, which sounds like something... You know, out of a fantasy in itself, but it's not the most ideal way of growing up because, you know, all of a sudden there's an American tour in and you're out of your room and you're in somewhere else and all these kind of things. But I suppose, look, it's always been about just, you know, looking after every single person on the team. And I suppose she mentioned the metaphor of the ship and her shipmates, and that's kind of what it is, really, you know, in terms of running a family business in particular. Everybody's shoulders to the wheel, and she just kind of has that sense, you know, down to her toes. And that's why people are, you know, just in love with Jessie, because she's so down to earth and she kind of just has a lovely grasp of what's actually important. And yes, the Oscar is incredible, you know, but she's... She's just well grounded and rooted, and you know, she's basically just a Killarney girl there on the stage, and it's unreal. But look, she's always giving all the plaudits everywhere else. But just going back to Nana, look, I'm sitting in her armchair. She passed away, I suppose, maybe 7 years ago now, and I'm looking at photos that are on the walls, and she has a newspaper clipping of Jessie and her baby sister Lily there, and. You know, what Jessie's journey brought to Nana was just, you know, just endless joy and pride. And that same joy and pride was actually, you know, sourced from each one of us. You know, no matter how small it was, if we won a seven-a-side soccer tournament, Nana would be talking to us, nearly skipping past Jessie to ask about who scored the goal and things. So just a really beautiful woman. And look, she's Dr. Nari Buckley, so she's one of the founding members of St. Mary of the Angels in Beaufort, and she was a big driving force behind the rights for people with intellectual and physical disabilities, and was a big driving force along with Dr. Ivo O'Sullivan, a dentist there from Fossa, in getting free dental care for people with special needs, and the huge impact that has had on the country, and you know, people who are so important to this country. And Nana is, you know, her ripples are still being felt in everyday life, which is just incredible. And I suppose her kindness and her thoughtfulness and wisdom that Nana had, you know, it's still being felt, and I suppose we're all trying to carry that torch a bit as best we can. And sure, geez, there's Jerry carrying that torch and carrying the Oscar in the other hand. And I do think it's all down to Nana. But look, I'm talking about Nana, but it's everyone else who's been part of that journey as well. So last night we had the best gathering. It was like she won it before she won it, because everybody was in great form gathering. Not saying that we all thought it was a shoe-in, because, geez, the atmosphere was far from confident or cocky, but... you know, it was just a real celebration of getting together and celebrating each other and saying, Jesus, isn't this mad? Isn't this great? You know, 100 years on from the hotel opening its doors to being on the Oscars stage, it's just unimaginable. It's unreal.
Brendan, tell me about the evening, because I know last night, maybe around 10 o'clock or so, there was an Oscar style red carpet ceremony at the Arbutus going into Buckley's.
Yeah, and look, it's so weird and out of character, because, you know, like our family, I suppose, we've always been mindful of Jessie, and we've always been very sort of, you know, under the radar, and obviously supporting her all the rest of it, but never trying to light the beacon and say, we are Jesse Buckley's family, come down here and whatever. But this was unavoidable, you know. I mean, like Hollywood was coming to town and every news outlet in the world was trying to stay in the hotel that night. But then the reality of running a business, there was an American tour booked in, so only a few rooms left over. And Sean and Carol were just brilliant because they had so much pressure from all over the world and they were trying to keep people at bay. And you know, it was lovely because we were able to have our family and friends there. There was the red carpet where it was sort of just a red carpet on the entrance of the hotel itself. And, you know, there was some media and photographers there. A small bit, to be honest. I'd say I was the biggest media presence there, but sure, I wasn't, you know me, Trasa, I wasn't going to be working hard on a Sunday night. So it was more about the soiree and just chatting. And I've just never been, you know, never been close to anything like it. And it really is just such an amazing event. And, like, it's gas because, you know, you're looking at all the other actors. Michael B. Jordan, who won the Best Actor in a Leading Role for male, in the male category. And
for Sinners.
I'm now looking at all of those people as people, you know. They're superstars. And Jesse is a superstar. But I suppose this is the human side. She's, you know, she's just a Kerry person. She's from Killarney. She, you know, we're all her friends and family. And, you know, I walked away down High Street there this morning and people wishing well and... you know, like it's behind every superstar is, you know, the people who are just the regular folk living everyday life in different pockets of the world. So it's nice to know that, you know, that even no matter how massive a superstar is, they all have their aunts and uncles and creators of first cousins who are trying to plug their radio show every chance they get. So it's an interesting lens to look at the whole world of showbiz, because behind the glitz and the glam, there's just these regular people like our Jessie, you know. But I think Jessie does it best in just carrying herself as genuine as possible. And I think that really is kind of what will be the lasting legacy of this win, is just how amazing Jessie did through the whole run of the 6 months campaign. Never put a foot wrong and just was incredible and amazing and inspiring every single time she spoke. And that's not bad going for a mother of an 8-month-old and filming and touring around the world. I honestly don't know how she managed to do it all.
Do you know what, Brendan? We might line up the clip. We played it at the 9 o'clock news there.
Jesus, I'll cry again.
Of where it was announced, where you sent it in for the moment that you're all gathered in the Arbutus, and it was announced that Jesse won. We'll just line up that clip there. We obviously played Jesse's speech for us. So it's, so we'll just play that clip and then I'll come back to you. And I won't keep you too much longer because, listeners, this man hasn't had an ounce of sleep, even though he sounds as fresh as a daisy. Not an ounce of sleep he's had. Have a listen to the reaction in the Arbutus when it was announced that Jessie had won Best Actress.
Don't go to bed, keep partying. That's what I'm going to do. I'm so grateful for the support, and I feel the love, man. I feel it. I feel it from young people and old people, from women and men, and from my family.
And we might go back to that clip from the announcement that your reaction in the Arbutus. That's another clip of Jessie just giving her reaction to the extraordinary and wonderful news that she has won Best Actress at the Academy Awards. Brendan, what was the reaction when you knew that she'd won, when it had been announced that she won? What was the reaction?
I was trying to calculate how far between my head and the ceiling, because I knew that I was going to jump for joy. And like, yeah, it was just unbelievable. I just couldn't believe it. And still it is soaking in, you know. I mean, every time you hear her speak and you see a photo of her or a video of the moment, it all gets that little bit more soaked in. But that moment is just, it's unbelievable. It is unbelievable because you hear Jesse Buckley, the whole place in, you know, ruptions and almost cartwheeling around Buckley's. And I was just still trying to, I was cheering and I was jumping, but I was trying to idle around everyone who was jumping in front of the screen so that I could make sure that it was Jessie who was standing up and making her way to the stage, because I was like, it just can't be real. It can't be Jessie, because there's the Emma Stones, there's Rose Byrne, and you saw the clips of their incredible performances in that same category, and you think, Jesus, they are incredible actors as well, and this could very easily go to anybody who's being nominated. But yeah, even though she was the favourite and odds on and all the rest of it, I've never felt nerves like it. And to have that moment announced and to see Jessie there and accepting the speech and, oh my God, it is something out of your wildest dreams altogether. Even though Jessie's been in this industry for close to 20 years and we're used to her doing amazing things and incredible things, but I think over the last 6 months, I mean, Hamlet was just incredible. But again, it's her performance as just her being a lovely human being and, you know, interview to interview, has just done us all so proud and just Brenton. Blown away by how she's able to manage it and keep those incredible, you know, just her kindness and her genuineness through the whole thing is just the biggest achievement of all of it.
Brendan, we have that clip of the reaction in the Arbutus when it was announced that Jessie had won. Were you the person who was saying, go on, Jessie? I love, that's my favourite bit of the clip.
I wish I could claim it. No, that was, I don't know who shouted it, but it was what we were all feeling.
And, oh, yeah.
You know, it was gas. I don't know how much of the video was uploaded, because it was meant to be me recording the video, but the nerves and everything. Handed it over to Robert, the lovely barman here in Buckley's, and in fairness to him, he did the job for me. Because I just had to be there with my family, with my wife, and you know, it's just so unbelievably intense. Like, it's, oh my, I don't know. I mean, you're trying to compare it to an All-Ireland and everything. I suppose that is the closest thing to it. I haven't had a first cousin in an All-Ireland final, but I imagine it's similar, that you're hopping and soaking every ball as you're watching, and at the same, there's nothing you can do, only cheer and hope it goes well. And like, look, that was the final whistle of the whole journey of it. And you know that there's no change in that result. And, you know, she went off after that moment, going backstage and into a room. And the second room then is where her name, like our name, I guess I can say, Buckley, was carved and engraved into an Oscar, which, again, is just absolutely unbelievable.
Brendan, she made a very charming speech and a very heartfelt speech. One or two sentences that really struck me, and this one in particular that was addressed to her parents, to Tim and to Marina. She said she thanked them for teaching us to dream and to never be defined by expectation, to carry from your own passion. And it struck me there that this was a woman who, as you said, has spent almost 20 years now in music, in arts, in show business, in acting and performance. There were absolutely no guarantees that she would win this Oscar. And what she obviously felt, because she grew up and her love for the arts was nurtured by her family, she felt she was compelled to do that, to be true to her gifts.
Yeah, and you know, that's the incredible job that Tim and Marina did, you know, because there was five of them there, so she had four siblings, and talk about a busy house, and they managed to, not just Jessie, you know, it was like every single one of them were following their passions and, you know, interests, and it's incredible how they managed to do that. And as Jessie said that, and you know, she mentioned the, you know, just giving the belief and the passion to just follow that passion and like dream the dream, but live the dream and chase the dream. And Jesus, she's got the dream now, and I don't think she's letting go anytime soon. But just to see that, and sure, look, I'm a dad of two girls now, and to see her speak those words, like, is just amazingly powerful. that I can point to Hannah Mel and say, Joan, there you go. That girl's from the next mountain over from us, and she's your cousin. And well, it was funny. Hannah was watching the news during the week, and of course Tim was on, and I came in from work, and she goes, "Dad, guess what?" I was like, "What?" Tim is Jesse's dad. Tim is Jesse Buckley's dad. And I was like, really? Oh my God. So like, no, but like, she's there watching it, and just, you know, to give that sort of that lovely, beautiful, reachable dream that is a possibility. Like, you know, she's the 98th woman to win that award. And to think that now every single girl, every single woman in Kerry and in Ireland can actually look at that and say, yeah, that is a possibility. That is something you can work towards and work hard enough, and you could just get there. And it's beautiful. I'm just so proud of Jesse, and, you know, started off by speaking about the incredible impact that Nana made, and how she was always about empowering people, you know, who had the disadvantage, to try and give them that head start and that leg up. And that equality in the world. Everybody who worked here in the hotel, a lot of them would have been from rural Ireland, and they would have been, the females might not have been able to drive, and I suppose the tradition would have been, you know, the man would drive the car and all the rest, but every woman who worked here in the hotel, Nana made a point of bringing them out for their driving lessons and would get them their driving license. So again, it must be the chair that I'm coming back to all these memories and everything, but that is exactly what Jessie feels in her heart, and it's ingrained in her DNA that, you know, that women are a power and a force and an incredible, you know, source of energy that can just make such a huge difference and an impact in the world. And like I said, like, Jessie's that beacon and that example of hard work, and dedication and passion and dreaming and just going for it, that whatever it is, if it's kicking a ball or if it's painting or if it's whatever that dream is, I think that Jessie's going to be a huge driver and an inspiration for my two girls and a lot of other girls around Kerry and beyond.
And finally, Brendan, have you heard from the gang in LA? Have you heard from Jessie or her parents or sisters?
No, do you know what? It's if I thought I was being hounded and hassled by here, there, and everywhere. Like, look, they are in LA, and the beautiful thing is that, look, like, Eva's in New Zealand, Julia's in Australia, Lily's over in Cork in college, and Killian's in France in the Alps. He's actually in the Arctic Circle in Finland at the moment.
Oh,
on a tour. So, like, they're all dispersed all over the world, and it's all of them except for Killian that managed to make it to LA. So for Tim and Marina and for all the girls there to have that, just to have that, you know, that bubble, that unit. And, like, somebody mentioned that, you know, when the award was announced and Jessie won it, you could see this kind of relief over Jessie and almost like, whew, like, you know, the run is over, and like it was the final whistle, basically, you know. So I'm just looking forward now to Jessie not being as busy, even though she's still going to be working harder than anybody that we know. You know, it's just to get that back to that bubble, and Isla and Freddie, and just try and get some normality. And when she does come home to Kerry, I know that it'll be a lovely homecoming, and it won't be selfies and people pulling and dragging and all the rest of it. It'll be, you know, sort of a pat on the back and welcome home and enjoy the time here, because it's always been such a special place that Jessie's always been able to come home and be at home, be part of the furniture and just kind of be her own self. And look, that's, again, it takes a village to raise a child, all the rest of it, and in fairness, Killarney Town has been so monumental in minding and protecting and helping to guide her through all of the busy, hectic times. So I think Killarney and Kerry will come to the fore again as a nice little refuge for Jessie to pop back to whenever they need the bit of a breather.
Thank you so much, Brendan. Brendan Fuller of Radio Kerry, of the afternoon show on Radio Kerry, speaking to us, and a first cousin of Jesse Buckley, speaking to us about the pride in the family, about Jesse's win, making history as the first Irish woman to win Best Actress at the Academy Awards. Now, I must say as well, we made history of a kind as well on Radio Kerry last night, because we stayed on air to give you the Oscar results. Because after all the effort and response and enthusiasm that you, the listener, has shown for our competition, to show your support and best wishes for Jessie, how she's inspired you, well, we couldn't really just kind of shut up shop at midnight and wait till the morning to bring you the results. No, Katie Jane Cronin and Alan O'Brien stayed up into the wee small hours to give you the results of the Oscars as they happened. Let's have a quick listen to them.
Here we are now.
Showtime.
And the Oscar goes to Jesse Buckley.
Yes! Oh my God!
Come on!
Come on!
This is the Oscar
and second nomination for Jesse Buckley.
Previously, she was nominated for a supporting role in The Lost Daughter.
Can't believe it, lads.
That is class.
And you can hear Andrew Morrissey in there as well. So Alan, Katie Jane and Andrew were there in the wee small hours. Was it around 2:30-ish, I think, to bring live to anyone, to you listening on Radio Kerry and on radiokerry.ie, the news that Jesse Buckley, our Jesse, had made history. And just before we go to break, I've just had a thought. I would say interest in the Irish language will soar. There'll be lots of people going to Duolingo and all these other apps to learn the language after she so wonderfully said thank you, Oscailge, as well, which is another bonus. And of course, it's St. Patrick's Day tomorrow. Anyway, Fontimple, when we come back, we'll be going to LA.
Don't go to bed. Keep partying. That's what I'm going to do. I'm so grateful for the support, and I feel the love, man. I feel it. I feel it from young people and old people, from women and men, and from my family. And to be here tonight with all my family who've literally flown in from New Zealand and Australia and Kerry and Dublin, that, you know, makes it real. They're the people who built me, and to, like, share this moment with them and know that back home are either drunk or staying up. I'm delighted for us all. Well, I think all my roles stay with me. I don't ever want to let go of the incredible women that have really given me an education that I've been looking for as a woman. But I think this role cracked a kind of tenderness in me that sometimes if you're a strong woman, you're perceived as just being strong, but actually tenderness is as vibrant and strong as strength. And I think to know that through this woman, where she was able to hold the capacity of strength and vulnerability and tenderness and grief and love in all its epic colours, I mean, why would you ever want to let that go? It's something that I want to hold on for the rest of my life.
Fáilte rás, go cúirín of Misha Trasa Murphy in for Jerry this morning, and I am so honoured to be presenting this Kerry Today show on the morning after Jesse Buckley has made history by becoming the first Irish woman to win the Best Actress Award at the Academy Awards. Joining us from LA, we have News Talk's inimitable Henry McKean. Henry, good morning to you, and thank you so much. I imagine you're probably one of these people who haven't had much sleep either.
Well, good morning from the Dolby Theatre, from Hollywood. And you're right, so we're 7 hours behind, so it's now 2:30. I know the nation in Ireland didn't go to bed probably until about 3 a.m. And I know that Killarney are probably still doing a complete all-nighter, and most of Kerry never had any sleep whatsoever. It's just a party. So as they say, Italian 90 was better back in Ireland. So I'd say you guys are having a brilliant party, and there's a brilliant party going on here. In-N-Out Burger just there. We saw Michael B. Jordan ordering a hamburger with his Oscar. So there's lots and lots of different, you could say, after parties in different places across LA. The big one, obviously, is the Vanity Fair party. And then a lot of them go on to Beyonce's house. and they party until the sun comes up. So yeah, no, it's just been absolutely fantastic. And this is a historic, as you said, it really is a major event when it comes to culture, when it comes to mums, when it comes to women, when it comes to Kerry, Killarney. And as you said, the fact that it's the first Irish woman ever to win Best Actress. So it's a huge deal. So lots of excitement. And Jessie Buckley has been so humble and beautiful. Her acceptance speeches went down a storm here in the press room. People were crying. It's just been so moving and wonderful.
Now, Henry, you've actually got to speak to Jessie after she won the Oscar. Will you introduce, and you very kindly have allowed us to play some of your questions to her. Would you introduce what you asked her there, and we'll go to that clip.
Yeah, so basically in the Oscars, they have a kind of press room, and there's 250 journalists, and we all wait for the winners to come through, and it's called the winners room. And she did come in and she did speak to us, and I managed to get a question in.
Please welcome winner for Best Actress in a Leading Role for Hamnet, Jessie Buckley.
Thank you,
Jessie. Kerry, Killarney and Ireland are celebrating you being the first Irish woman to win in this Oscar category. And back home, as you said in your speech, it's Mother's Day, your first Mother's Day as a mum. Hamnet is about a mother's love and a mother's grief. How special does today feel?
It feels like some kind of crazy alchemy that all of these things are colliding on a day like today. My daughter got her first tooth this week. I woke up with her lying on my chest, snuggling me, and I feel like what a gift to get to, you know, explore motherhood through this incredible mother that Agnes is and was, and then to become one myself, and then to receive this recognition of the incredible role mothers play in our world on this day is something I will never, ever forget.
What a heartfelt answer she gave to you, Henry. I mean, some actors are prone to monosyllabic answers, but certainly not from Jessie. What a heartfelt answer. I have to say, kudos to you as well, bringing in Killarney and Kerry.
Oh, no, I did actually get a text message from somebody in Killarney saying you better wave that Killarney flag. So I did my best to do that. But yeah, you're right. I mean, unbelievable. What a great public speaker, and speaking from the heart and so open about being a new mum. Just absolutely wonderful to hear. And also remember this whole award season, this is towards the end of it. It's been going on now since January. And Jessie has been up and down America collecting awards. Obviously, she was also over in Ireland for the IFTAs, and she was at the BAFTAs as well. And she's won every single award. And I was a little bit worried earlier. I thought maybe Rose Byrne might just beat her because she is brilliant in If I Had Legs, I Would Kick You. But obviously, Jessie had this one wrapped up. But, you know, never say never, because there were a few other surprises this evening. But this evening, or now this morning, was all about Jessie. And it's just been an incredible moment. And it is historical. I know they say sometimes the media exaggerate, but this is a big deal. And all of us should celebrate. And I know that's exactly what's going on in Kerry. She knows that too. She knows that the school kids, she knows that Radio Kerry have been doing competitions. And also her school there up in Tipperary, they also
the Ursuline Convent in Thurles, yes.
Exactly. So it's just something really, really special. And if people didn't stay up last night to watch it, because I know that Kerry did, but if they didn't, it is on the television tonight on RTE, and it will be, you know, an abridged version. It won't be the full 3 hours, 40 minutes. And obviously, Conan O'Brien was brilliant his second time presenting. He was incredible. But for me, one battle after another, winning, obviously, Best Picture. It had 6 awards all in. It was one of my favourites of the actual whole season. It was just wonderful. And we mentioned Michael as well. We said that Michael B. Jordan was out and about having hamburgers for Sinners. But, you know, he had so much charisma. He had this massive smile when he came in to talk to us. And he kind of looked at me, and I felt just for a second that we were friends. But obviously, we're not friends. But like some movie stars.
Yes, yes, Henry.
Aren't very friendly, but the ones that won, who won their Oscars, were incredibly friendly. And it's been such an experience, and it's just great. You know, as she said in her acceptance speech, that the whole family flew out with Aer Lingus, and she said Ireland flew them out, and I suppose you could say Aer Lingus is Ireland, and they're all here, they're all out celebrating, and why not? Because it's something truly special.
And Henry, you mentioned this. I mean, everyone was saying Jessie was the odds-on favourite to win the award for Best Actress. But there were some shocks. For example, it started when Amy Madigan won Best Supporting Actress Oscar for Weapons. She wasn't deemed to be in the running at all. And indeed, the fact Sinners was tipped to win Best Film and Best Director. So there was a lot of no guarantee. It has happened before that a favourite, a dead start. Yeah. I think the last one was maybe Glenn Close, maybe 8 or 9 years ago. She didn't win an Oscar, so it's never guaranteed.
No, you're right. And Timothée Chalamet, in the last few days, his seemed to be slipping away, not because of the ballet, because I understand it happened around the same time and most voters had already voted. But you're right. I'm just pleased that Sinners did get those 3 awards, because it is an absolutely fantastic movie, and it did extremely well in the box office as well. And there was quite a lot of African Americans in the press center who were thrilled for Michael B., but they did feel robbed, you could say, of not winning the main award, the Best Picture. There was disappointment, and there was huge disappointment as well that Sean Penn didn't show up. We did expect him to show up to collect his third, believe it or not, his third Oscar, but he didn't show up. And perhaps it was a protest. We're not quite sure. And Kieran Culkin kind of joked about that, but the fact that he probably knew he wasn't going to show up, and he made a decision not to show up.
Apparently, he's in Ukraine. So he wasn't there to receive his... That's the New York Times saying that he was in Ukraine. So he wasn't there to pick up his Best Supporting Actor Oscar for one battle after another. Henry, final words. Obviously, Cillian Murphy, another person who has very close ties to Kerry, very, very connected to Dingle, won Best Actor for Oppenheimer a number of years ago. Kerry really is, and Ireland are really now front and centre of the film world, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. And Screen Ireland are doing a great job. I mean, Hollywood right now is going through a bit of a flux with the streamers and various movie houses changing hands. And 50% of movie workers are out of work. There's a lot of unemployment out here because films are going to different states because of tax breaks. So that's something to look at. But on a more positive note, Richie Bainham for special effects in Avatar has just now won his third Oscar. And what a humble, lovely man, originally from Tala in Dublin. He's been out in Hollywood now for 32 years, and he's built a life for himself. And the graphics and the special effects that he invented, they didn't exist. He invented them for Avatar, just keep getting better and better. So he's another huge shout out, massive success, and he deserves all the praise. He's out here, and his dad's out here with him too, Michael Bainham, a real character, and a very proud Dublin family. So fantastic, absolutely fantastic.
Absolutely, absolutely. What a night. Absolutely, what a night. Thank you so much for joining us from LA. Henry McKean of News Talk. Tá tú ag éisteacht le Radio Curie. I'm Trasa Murphy, in for Jerry this morning. Thank you for your calls and comments, sharing in the joy, in the wonder, in the marvel of Jessie Buckley making history by winning Best Actress at the Academy Awards. Jessie did Kerry in Ireland proud, says a listener. Her speech was so heartfelt, her joy contagious, and her words of Irish show her pride in being Irish. I I thought that was a lovely touch too, listener. And I think that will help increase more interest in the Irish language. Another person says, she is a role model. Another person says, Jessie is graceful, beautiful of heart and mind. And in today's world of so much hate and ugliness, Jessie shines. So true. Fine words said there. Another person says, we're all so proud of Jessie Buckley. She will go down in history. Jessie did Kerry and Ireland proud. Her speech was so heartfelt, her joy contagious, and her words of Irish show her pride in being Irish. She is a role model. She is graceful. She is beautiful of heart. And in a world where there is so much ugliness, she shines. Thank you, everyone in Radio Kerry, for going the extra mile to bring us the fantastic news of Jessie's win, says Catherine Ahern. Yes, well done. Well done to Katie Jane Cronin. Well done to Andrew Morrissey. And well done to Alan O'Brien for being there live, bringing you live on air on Radio Kerry on 96 to 98 FM, on radiokerry.ie and on the app, the news that she had won. They were there to react to the, and you heard the wonderful joy and pure elation that came out of them when it was announced that Jessie had indeed won. And as I said, we had to, obviously, after all the build up, it would have been fierce amiss of us if we'd simply have finished up at midnight and waited till 7 o'clock in the morning to bring the results, because we knew so many of you would be staying up to see if that young woman from Killarney could make history. Eileen in Beaufort also says, thanks to Billy Donegan for an extra hour last night. Yes, I forgot. Thank you indeed, Billy, for staying on air for an extra hour last night to make our Oscar coverage possible. We are also proud of Jessie. Proud to be Irish, and most of all, proud to be from Kerry. Another comment. Jessie Buckley, we're all so proud of you. She will go down in history. Jessie did Kerry and Ireland so well, so proud. And yes, my God, I didn't expect a comment like this. Qualified astrologer Melissa Serpico rang in about Jessie Buckley. She did Jessie's chart and showed that all her planets are aligned. Jupiter in Cancer, so it's not coincidence. Jessie is a Capricorn, according to Melissa, so she's very ambitious and hardworking. Her moon is also in Cancer, so that means she's extremely pragmatic and down to earth. All her planets are working in a triangle, manifesting motherhood as well. So it could be in the stars. Well, her success could be in the stars, but it was definitely down to hard work, to talent, to determination, to persistence and the support of a loving, loving family and community in Killarney. News at 10 on the way. Fall to Arash, go Kiri today. Go Kiri in Yov. As you might guess, I'm not the greatest at Irish, but Tá mic Folam. But welcome back to this programme. A monumental, special, special morning. I think everyone will always remember this day. And the night, last night, when Jessie Buckley won Best Actress at the awards, Oscar, at the Oscar Awards, making history. And you're probably sick to death of me saying it at this stage, but when you think, I was thinking this morning about the wealth of talent and actors, directors, playwrights, of course, John B. Keane stands out, poets, Brendan Kennelly, storytellers, Eamon Kelly. I thought this morning, now, Eamon Kelly, there is a touch of Eamon Kelly in Jessie Buckley and in her performance and her skill and in her ability to be able to tell a story and to convey passion, emotion, and in this case, loss. And I really thought it was interesting when Brendan Fuller, who presents the afternoon show on Radio Kerry and who's Jessie's first cousin, spoke to us in the first hour. And you could hear how emotional he was, because he was thinking of his nana and Jessie's nana, Dr. Norrie Buckley, who was a real trailblazer, a GP in Killarney who did so much for vulnerable and maybe sometimes marginalised groups and societies, for example, her work with St. Mary of the Angels. And when Brendan was talking about that, I thought Norrie would have loved to have seen Hamlet, because it deals with loss, and a GP, particularly going back into the middle of the 20th century, she would have often had to deal with families who are dealing with the loss of a child. And of course, that is at the centre of the story of Hamlet. So let's remind us of the performance that has won Jessie this Oscar?
Show me a hand.
What do you see?
I see you grown. Very strong. And I see you in London working with your father.
In the theatre.
At the Playhouse.
What will I be doing?
What do you wish to do, Hamlet?
I should be one of the players with a sword.
Sword?
Yes. And I shall clash it against the sword of the other player.
Show me.
There'll be a terrible fight, and everybody watching will be frightened out of their wits.
And who will win?
I shall, of course.
Of course you shall.
An astonishing performance, and so moving, so emotive, but also so restrained there. Let me know if you've watched Hamlet and your thoughts on the performance, but definitely a performance for the ages. Jessie Buckley winning Academy Award. And when I think about her, just, you know, you often hear this about triple threats, but the fact that she's a world-class actress, a world-class stage actress, a world-class screen actress, because it's not always the case that someone who's a superb theatre performer translates to the screen. She's also an astonishing singer, and to have those gifts. I mean, she's truly a talent for the ages. And as Brendan said, this is probably just the start of something remarkable in her career. But today we salute her, we congratulate her, we reflect on what has been a great day for Ireland, for Kerry, of course, for Clarny, for Jessie, for her family, for all the people who've supported her and who have believed in her over almost 20 years, because it certainly isn't an overnight success. Now, one of the highlights over the last few weeks, and we were so glad we did this, because as the world seems to be plunging into turmoil and grimness, it was wonderful to be able to take a break from all that and to hear from you, to hear about your enthusiasm, to hear about your interest, your support, your involvement and your desire to show your support for Jessie and how she has inspired you. In tandem with the Jessie Buckley weekend, which we ran over the last number of days, we also had this competition, our Jessie Buckley competition, which we ran in partnership with the National Tertiary Office and the partners with MTU and Kerry College. And thanks to them for their big support. And we are offering a prize of €1,000 to the winners. And today I'm delighted to say we have our shortlisted entries, I wasn't involved with the selection process, but I know from the people involved that to shortlist the amazing entries, the volume of entries and the wonderful, inspiring submissions that you made to us to show how Jessie has inspired you and how she's made you, your heart sing, it was very, very difficult by them. So this morning, We'll speak to the final shortlisted entries, those who are in with this chance to win €1,000. So we're going to start, first of all, with Knocknagree National School, straddling the border of Kerry and Cork. In Cork, but with a lot of pupils from Kerry. So first of all, we'll go to Knocknagree. They're one of the shortlisted entries, and we'll hear their submission. Now, this would have been on social media, so you would have seen it on our Facebook page. But it also works very well if you're just listening to it on air.
Helping you have a fuller day.
Did it work, anyone?
Yeah! The afternoon show on Radio Kerry.
Welcome to the afternoon show with me, Brendan Fuller. We have breaking news from Knocknagree. We are now going over there to Deirdre Walsh, who is live from Knocknagree National School.
Thanks, Brendan. I'm here at Knocknagree National School, where the effects of climate change can be clearly seen. And I'm not talking about the 60 days of constant rain. Knocknagree is situated on the Cork-Kerry border and normally has both Kingdom and Rebel supporters, but for the first time, for one weekend only, the Cork and Kerry supporters are going to be on the same team. Team Jesse!
Mahu Jesse!
Bear Blue August Benacht Jesse.
Gnari Lassa Jesse.
Kugardis Jesse.
Tagoctin and Gnuffin agree on Rhoda Lassa.
Jesse for the Oscars! Jesse for the Oscars! Jesse for the Oscars!
That's the submission from Knocknagree National School, one of the entries that have been shortlisted for our Jesse Buckley competition, the chance to win €1,000. The competition that we here in Radio Kerry ran in partnership with the National Tertiary Office and with partners MTU and Kerry College. We'll be hearing from the other shortlisted entries in a moment, but to go to Knocknagree first, and we are joined by Eleanor O'Connell, I should say, who's principal of Knocknagree National School, to Esther O'Connell, who's a teacher in the school and she also teaches drama. We also have three pupils from the school, Alana Hickey, who's in sixth class, Jack O'Halloran, who's also in sixth class, and Duran O'Sullivan, who's in fifth class. Thank you all so very much for joining us on the show this morning, and thank you for joining us, and congratulations on being shortlisted. I'll go to you first, Eleanor. How much work did it take to make this video to show support for Jesse?
Hi, Tressa. Yeah, it took a lot of work. Now, I suppose we started at this time last week on Monday. Munter Esther called over and gave us the script, and but it was really down to the talented kids. Like, they put it all together, and they made it work and they made it happen.
Alana, did you like being involved?
Yeah, I did.
What did you do in the video?
I was being Deirdre Walsh, the second reporter, and I also did the Give Me a J part.
And what was it like being channeling Deirdre Walsh, the presenter of Talk About on Radio Kerry, which you hear every afternoon from 1:30?
Actually, I'd actually never properly listened in.
Well, you'd be
so
in school,
I had no
yeah.
idea. I was just going off the script.
Well, you'd be in school at that time, of course. But you did a really, really good job. We were very impressed, not least of all Deirdre, by that, Alana. And Alana, what did Jesse mean to you?
She's very talented. And
is it inspiring that she comes from Killarney, not a million miles away?
Yeah, it's very inspiring.
Jack, we're also joined by Jack O'Halloran, who's also in sixth class like Alana. Jack, tell me what you did in the video and how difficult was it, or easy maybe?
I was Brendan Fuller. It was easy enough. I just went off by the script.
So you were channeling Brendan Fuller. Well, I have to say, you did a mighty performance. You really nailed Brendan in his relaxed, easygoing, warm way, just as Esther, just as Alana nailed Deirdre with her easygoing style and always on top of her brief as well. So, Jack, do you think you might become an actor after this, like Jesse?
I don't know, maybe.
And we're also joined on the line by Duran O'Sullivan, who's in fifth class. Duran, tell us what you did.
In the video, I had a Kerry jersey. I was wearing my Kerry jersey while pretending to box my classmate Tegan, who was wearing her Cork jersey.
Was it hard to box someone from Cork, Duran?
I have a feeling I will insult her if I say no. So I am going to say yes.
You, because Knocknagree is on the border, so you're one of the children from Kerry who go to school. Would you be in the minority though? Would still most of the children in Knocknagree be from Cork?
Yes, the majority of the children at Knocknagree would be from Cork, but there is a few from Kerry.
And what do you make of Jessie Buckley and her success?
I think she is a very inspiring and spectacular woman. It takes a lot of hard work to get to the Oscars, and she deserves the award. Really, she does.
Well, as I said, we were shortlisting you. You've made it to the shortlist for the Jessie Buckley competition with the chance to win €1,000 that's been sponsored by ourselves and Radio Kerry with the National Tertiary Office and support of Munster Technological University, MTU and Kerry College. And at this stage now, I will announce the other shortlisted entries. Loretto National School, Killarney, where Jessie went to primary school. An amazing video that was submitted by them, which really took us back in time as if Jessie was a child back in school there. Sheehan's Shop, I think, in Killarney. They sent a really witty, clever and funny video of with them all wearing Jessie masks and really showing how much Jessie has lifted the people of Killarney. The Bertozzi family were very creative and they created some wonderful sand art in Ballybunion expressing support for Jessie. Miroslav came up with a really clever creative idea that works so well, an Instagram. It was a graphic of tarot cards, kind of tying in with the astrology that we were talking about before 10, with Agnes, the character that Jessie won the Oscar for, predicting Jessie's win. And another entry was from another student, what if Agnes was on Instagram? Really clever one. I really like that. And then Gabriel Pereira de Silveira submitted beautiful drawings of Jessie as Agnes. The Trant family recorded a video in several locations around Kerry. They are showing great ingenuity and great intelligence and great technical brilliance in making this wonderful video. And Abel Fest in Killarney, you might have heard it on our news on Saturday. They made this really heartwarming and moving and inspiring video about how Jessie makes them feel, including words like brave, proud, and seen. So marvellous. And there, it was really hard by all the judges. Really, really hard by all the judges to select a winner. But to select a winner, they had to do so. And I am joined on the line by the Chief Executive of Radio Kerry Group, Fiona Stack, who will make the announcement. Good morning, Chief Fiona.
Morning, Tressa. Morning, everybody. I suppose you know the way they go on the Oscars and the Oscar goes to, well, the winner goes to Knocknagree National School.
Yes, brilliant, thank you.
And we have Esther O'Connell, the teacher who also teaches drama. Esther, what's your reaction? Because I know you were really the driving force behind the video.
Good morning, Tressa. I'm absolutely buzzing here in Maastricht, Kilcommon. Buzzing since 2:20 this morning when Jessie was announced as the winner of the Oscar. I stayed up to witness history in the making. It's very very emotional for me because I teach in Loretto every Thursday, but my permanent post is in Loretto National School, Killarney, where Jessie went as a pupil, and I was a teacher there when she was in fourth and fifth class. And I thought her siblings, her brother and her sister, and I thought with her mom, Marina. And I also was Brendan Fuller's second and third class teacher. So there's a cyclical process to this, and I'm absolutely buzzing. I'm delighted for the children. My role was limited. I'm not qualified in drama. I facilitate drama there every Thursday, and I just came up with the idea because with the connection with Jessie, and I know that she has a quirky sense of humor, and that she would enjoy the healthy banter and the friendly rivalry between Kerry and Cork. And because of my connection with Brendan Fuller, that's where the inspiration came from. And I wanted to honour her and celebrate her in her own art form, in our native language. And I'm sure that she is very proud of these children and are thrilled, because you can see and you can hear in their voice their excitement, their enthusiasm, their joy, and their awe and admiration of this lady. Because every Thursday when we're doing drama lessons, I say to them, you can be the next Jessie Buckley. Dream big and you will achieve it. I remember her as a young girl gracing the stage of Loretto, and I'm just so proud today, and I wish to congratulate her on all her awards. And I would like to congratulate her mom and her dad and her family, because they believed in her and they gave her every opportunity. And I agree with Brendan, this is only the beginning. And I'm delighted for Knocknagree National School. We have future Oscar winners, and I'd like to congratulate all the entries, and I'm very proud too of Loretto National School, my base school.
Will you all stay with us, including Fiona Stack, our chief executive of the Radio Kerry Group? Stay with us, all of you from Knocknagree. And you're so good to take the call this morning, because the school is off as well. But I just want to take a quick break, come back to you, talk a bit more, if that's all right with you, Esther, about teaching Jessie as a child. And I also want to hear about the plans that you might have in Knocknagree for the €1,000 that you've won. Fontimple. Fáilteach Ash, Go Radio Kerry, is Misha Trasani Varaku, and we are speaking to the winners of our Jessie Buckley competition that we ran in conjunction with the National Tertiary Office and also in partnership with Kerry College and MTU. Knocknagree National School have won €1,000 for their brilliantly inventive, warm, bilingual video in support of Jessie Buckley, and with a little bit of Cork-Kerry rivalry as well thrown in. So how could we not resist the judges? We're joined on the line by the principal of Knocknagree, Eleanor Connell, by three pupils who took part in the video, Alana Hickey, Jack O'Halloran and Dyrin O'Sullivan, and also by Esther O'Connell, who facilitates drama at the school. And Esther, you also teach at Jessie's old alma mater, Loretto Convent National School in Clarny, who were also shortlisted for the competition. And you also taught Jessie as a child. What was she like?
Well, I didn't teach her as a child. I was appointed there in 2000 and Jessie was in fourth class, but I would have had interaction with her as a young girl, and she was just a fabulous, kind, caring, talented, who always brought out the best in everyone. And she didn't seek the limelight herself. She always wanted everyone else to shine. And I'm just absolutely thrilled and delighted for her that the cream did rise to the top last night.
Fiona Stack, CEO of Radio Kerry Group. Fiona, I'll bring you in at this stage. The Jessie Buckley competition, when you came up with the idea, we weren't quite sure what sort of response it would have, because people lead very, very busy lives these days. But thankfully, I mean, the enthusiasm, the gusto, the joy and pride in Jessie Buckley, it's so obvious in the quality of entries that we received.
Yeah, I suppose, Tracy, we did it to begin with, because Radio Kerry is always proud of everything Kerry. And we knew that Kerry people wouldn't take any persuading to wish Jessie well. Also, I suppose, because the world is gone a bit frightening at the moment, I think it's very important for young people, but for all of us, to remember that there is just as many good people out there, just as many good things to celebrate. So we were absolutely overwhelmed with the response. We've never seen the like of it. We had poems and songs, arts and graphic design, videos, sand art, animation, cupcakes, coffee froth. People went to huge effort, and honestly, the judging panel could have shortlisted 100 entries. There was none of them bad. They were brilliant. We are delighted that Knocknagree are the winners, and we know they're going to put it to good use. But I think it showed us all too, Trasa, that we live in a beautiful place where there is an overwhelming sense of community, where people are more than happy
to support each other and wish people well and be there to celebrate their successes.
And we should say as well that your entries, people's entries to the Jessie Buckley competition on Radio Kerry, it made it into the Guardian newspaper, which is one of the world's leading newspapers and websites. That's the reach, that's the impact it had. And a particular mention for the Ablefest group, one of those groups shortlisted for their particularly powerful and moving submission about how Jessie has inspired them.
Yes, very moving. Loads of just beautiful entries in terms of stuff. And I think, you know, what we wanted to show as well, and we're very grateful to the National Tertiary Office, the MTU and Kerry College, they wanted to show just how creative the southwest of Ireland is and the various courses they have in film and animation and our own course on journalism, podcasting and radio. You can start in an area in the southwest of Ireland and go on to amazing heights and do things. So if there's anybody listening today that just thinks like there's a creative bit in me and I've never explored it and I'd love to do something, do check out the MTU and Kerry College courses. Hopefully this will inspire, and to the students in Knocknagree, they were amazing, they were brilliant, and it was a joy to watch all the entries.
And it shows how it's not accidental that Jessie has achieved so much and that she is extraordinarily gifted, because she is from an area, from Kerry, from the southwest of Ireland, where creativity abounds.
Where we're storytellers, I think, Trasa, and people, you know, are finding new ways to tell those stories, whether they're on podcasts or Instagram, whether it's still visual or radio, whether it's sand art, you know, that was the like really lovely thing about the entries that were coming in. They were just all full of joy and full of pride, and I hope someday that Jessie will get to see them all.
Now, thank you so much, Fiona. And we need to go back to the three children who took part in the award-winning video made by Knocknagree showing support for Jessie Buckley, Alana, Jack and Dirin. Alana, how do you feel about having won?
I feel really excited.
Describe how you feel at the moment.
I feel very, 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 very happy.
And Jack, what's the form?
Very happy that we won, especially because of all the hard work we put in.
Does it feel a bit like Jessie winning the Oscar?
It's all this, yeah.
And Dirin, what's going through your mind? You've been part of a wonderful team in Knocknagree National School that has won €1,000.
Oh, I'm ecstatic. I am delighted. Thank you so much.
Was it hard? Was it worth it? What was it like being involved?
It was definitely worth it, yes. It was definitely worth it.
And final word to Principal of Knocknagree National School, Eleanor. Any thoughts as to how the €1,000 might go towards?
Oh my God, I don't know. I'd say I'll have to ask the kids, because they are the talents that showed through in the end. So I'd say we'll ask them. We'll have a big party first of all, and maybe no homework this week.
Maybe. Well, co-gardus to everyone at Knocknagree National School. And thank you again. And again, thanks to Fiona Stack, CEO of Radio Kerry Group, to the National Tertiary Office, to MTU and to Kerry College for your support. And to all of you who took the time to send in warm, funny, heartfelt, inspiring, delightful entries to show your support for Jessie Buckley and how she's inspired you. Fun Teample. Paul Gerash, Go Radio Kerry. And of course, we should mention as well that Caitlin Cummins, the Rose of Tralee, has been crowned Dancing with the Stars champion for 2026. A brilliant performance. There's nothing this young woman can't do. And lots of you sending your congratulations to her. A massive congratulations to our beautiful Rose of Tralee, Caitlin Cummins, who won Dancing with the Stars last night. She is such an amazing dancer that led Brian to get emotional. Cogardus took Jessie and to our Rose of Tralee, Caitlin, on her win, says Margaret. Hi, Tressa. It was fantastic to see Jessie Buckley winning the Oscar. And it was also brilliant to see our Rose of Tralee, Caitlin Cummins, deservedly winning Dancing with the Stars. A great night indeed. I'm not surprised by Caitlin's achievement. She always puts her heart, soul and great determination into everything she does. And I remember when she spoke to the media, and I was there when she was crowned Rose of Tralee back in August. I just thought, there's something special about this woman, young woman. She's confident, she's assured, and she has a great sense of purpose, and also a very, very nice human being. So co-gardus, Caitlin, and well done on your win. The Cathaoirleach of Kerry County Council, Councillor Michael Foley, has warmly congratulated Jessie Buckley on making history as the first Irish woman to win Best Actress at the Academy Awards. The people of Kerry are bursting with pride this morning following the announcement that our own superstar, Jessie Buckley, has been rightly honoured for utterly compelling performance in Hamnet. Jessie has brought such excitement to Kerry in recent weeks and months as our star continues to rise, and the response of the people of Kerry is testament to Jessie's humility, dignity, effervescence and energy. The love which Jessie has expressed for her family and friends back home is matched by the esteem in which she is held in Killarney and across the county. On behalf of the members of Kerry County Council and the people of Kerry, I congratulate Jessie on this extraordinary international success, says the Cathaoirleach of Kerry County Council, Councillor Michael Foley. Councillor Martin Grady, I should say, Councillor Grady, the Cathaoirleach of Killarney, the Mayor of Killarney, says, as Cathaoirleach of Killarney, I would like to extend my warmest congratulations to Jessie Buckley on her wonderful Oscar success. Jessie has achieved so much success despite being so young, and for such a young woman, her talent, dedication and hard work have brought her to the very top of her profession, and we are incredibly proud of all that she's accomplished. She has done herself, her family, her hometown Killarney, for Kerry and Ireland extremely proud. Her achievements on the international stage are an inspiration to young people across our community. On behalf of the people of Killarney, I congratulate Jessie on this remarkable milestone and wish her continued success in her career ahead. Well done, Jessie, and thank you for flying the flag so proudly for Killarney, for Kerry and for Ireland, says Cathaoirleach of Kerry, of Killarney Municipal District of Killarney, Mayor of Killarney, Martin Grady. And Charlie says, greetings. By the way, Jessie Buckley is from Gurtaglan, Muckross. Am I pronouncing Gurtaglan right? Correct me if I'm wrong. Anyway, Charlie says she's from Gurtaglan, is Jessie, and they are all very proud of her. Regards, says Charlie. And another person says, what a wonderful achievement for Jessie. Well deserved for her outstanding performance in Hamnet. Her use of language is poetic in style, and she has come and grown up in a remarkable, remarkable family. On the way, we'll be hearing from Killarney Musical Society about their Jessie. As a young girl, Jessie Buckley was an award-winning musician, and she also came to prominence with Killarney Musical Society. Labour councillor Marie Maloney is a long-standing member of the Musical Society. I caught up earlier with her in Killarney and asked her what the atmosphere was like this morning.
Yeah, it's electric, really, to be honest about it. As family here and all the journalists and the television and the radio stations, and it's all happening here. It's electric, to be honest about it, and the atmosphere is fantastic. It's just been an amazing few weeks, really, where the town has just rode in behind Jessie, and all the shops are adorned with posters and good luck wishes and everything to Jessie. The public have been great. The sporting organisations, the schools, yourself at Radio Kerry, all coming in behind her and supporting her and making this a very joyful occasion.
Tell me where you were when you were watching the Oscars overnight. Where were you?
I was in my own home. I went home to watch it at home, and got on my PJs and sat down to watch and said, I'll get a few hours sleep after, which your sleep never came because the excitement was too much, and I couldn't sleep. As we were leading up to the Best Actress, the nerves began to settle in because I was very confident right after that. But as I saw that Hamlet wasn't really doing well on the other categories, I felt, oh God, will things change here? But no, fair play. She didn't leave us down. She did the job she brought. She's bringing home the Oscar.
What went through your head when it was announced that she was the winner?
Oh, I just was screeching. I was just cheering inside in the sitting room. I said, thankfully, there's no neighbours attached to me because I think there was something going on. But that was, it's just, I relate it, to be honest about it, knowing Jessie as I know her and having worked with her over the years. And it just, it's, as they say here in Kerry, Trasha, she's one of our own. And I think that's a compliment, you, biggest compliment you get when somebody says you're one of our own. And that's exactly what she is. She's one of our own here from Killarney. What she has done for the town and for the county as a whole, and the publicity and the excitement and the build-up, this has all just been phenomenal, really, to be honest about it. And what she has achieved has been just unbelievable. A girl coming from Muckross came into our children's chorus way back in the year 2000, came again and played one of the lead roles in one of our productions, and to go on onto the global stage, and her name is on everyone's lips right now, in out there in that global world. She's just phenomenal what she has achieved.
And that was one of the important groups, the important societies where Jessie forged her start, made her career, was with Killarney Musical Society, which you've been a member of, is it for 40 years, Marie?
I would just maybe about 38. I'm an honorary life member of Killarney Musical Society. And we're taking credit for it anyway, to be honest about it. We wanted to do our little bit for that to have brought Jessie to where she is. And I suppose we gave her a little kickstart, and she came into the world of nominations and awards and all that. And looking, you know, she was nominated for her lead role in Carousel, which she played with us, and was won that category.
What year was that?
That was, I think, 2008, I think. She was only 17 years of age at that stage. And at that stage, she went off to film I Do Anything for BBC at a tender young age of 17, and really never looked back after that. You see, her passion and her love and her dream, it was to make it professionally. And she certainly went out there and achieved that, because it's no easy task. It's a huge achievement to be able to go out there in the big world, as we'll say, and achieve what she has achieved. It's just phenomenal, really, to be honest about it.
What was she like as a child performer and as a member of Killarney Musical Society?
She was, and I've said this before, she was a dream person to work with. She was friendly, she was good fun, and as I said before, with a bit of different mission and Wobrie in there as well. She was always, she was amazing, like, because the Jessie that we see on television today and on all the interviews and then in LA is the Jessie that left Killarney. She has never changed. She's the very same. She's full loving. She's good fun, as they say here, up for the crack. And always was like that. And she would, you know, no matter where you'd meet her, no matter where you'd meet Jessie, you would always get an old hug and a kiss from her, and she'd be delighted to see you, and would never back away from speaking to the people. She's just great, absolutely great.
When it was announced that she won, and she went up and made the speech, what did you think of what did you make of her speech as well? How did you feel when you heard her speak? And she brought up about her family and where she grew up, being Irish. She spoke Irish as well, of course, at the end of the speech, Gairi Míle Maith Agat. What do you make of what she had to say?
Well, to be honest about it, I was very emotional when I heard it. I heard that I was on Morning Ireland this morning, and they replayed it, and the tears were coming to my eyes just listening to it. I think it was just a very emotional speech for all of us to listen to her, and to know that she still is the same Jessie and hasn't forgotten her roots and hasn't forgotten her town and her family from this area. But she, she's so eloquent now in her speech. Is like, you know, her vocabulary and everything is unbelievable. And I think that she will carry on to be like that. I can't see her changing, that she hasn't changed in the last 18 years since she left Killarney. I think she will always be the Jessie Buckley we know and love.
Were there any people you were thinking of that you knew from Killarney, her family, members of Killarney Musical Society, that you were thinking about when you thought, my God, this young woman whom we saw join the Musical Society as a child, who had a clear talent, but as we all know, succeeding in show business, there are many talented, gifted people who don't make it, but this young woman did. Were there particular people you were thinking of?
Oh, absolutely. absolutely, number one, her family, because we knew all her family, her mom and her dad. And when she went over to BBC, I worked with her mother, Marina. Both of us, we sat down and we got every Irish association in England. And we emailed them all asking for her to vote for her. And of course, her dad here, and they're all very artistic in their own right. Going back to the Musical Society, oh my goodness, there's so many I could think of. And you know who I thought about a lot were the older members who worked with her who have passed, because I kind of said I'd love them to be alive to have seen what she achieved and what a former member of Killarney Musical Society has achieved. And we take a little bit of pride in thinking we kickstarted her in some way here in Killarney. And trust it, this year, Killarney Musical Society is having its 40th anniversary, 40 years since we formed Killarney Musical Society. And I think what an anniversary present for us to see one of our former members go on and to achieve it on the global stage.
Because people involved in musical societies, musical theatre, amateur drama, amateur musical societies, they put so much love and heart and effort and time and commitment into staging shows for their communities. And I think many people maybe don't fully realise the extent of the commitment that groups such as Killarney Musical Society give and sacrifice. And to have that and to see that a former member has now won an Academy Award, I can't even imagine how you're processing it at all.
It's surreal, to be honest about it, at the moment. I think it literally hasn't really kicked in yet, but it will be over. You know, we had our AGM last Wednesday night, and the amount of goodwill that was there for Jessie, even from the people who actually never knew her personally, but only knew of her, the newer members, but the amount of goodwill and the excitement, the anticipation, and the worry of it if she didn't get it or if she did get it. It was just overwhelming for all of us, really, to be honest about it. And I recall when she was playing the lead role in Carousel and she got that nomination for Mames and won that category, I recall our director at the time, Oliver Hurley, he turned to his friend and he says, "That girl will win an Oscar someday." And how right he was.
He was so right. He was so right.
Yeah, he could see the talent in her, and he could see that she was ambitious and that she was willing to put in the work. She never feared going out there and doing the work and doing all the acting, all the minor roles and things, amateur or professional. She didn't mind. She gave it her whole, regardless of which it was. She gave it her heart and her soul.
And Jessie, her acceptance speech, one thing that did strike me about it, which really, when she addressed her parents and thanked them for her support and said, I'll read it here for you. "My family, my Irish family, they're all here. Mom, Dad, thank you for teaching us to dream and to be never defined by expectation and to carve from your own passion." And to me, that sums up someone who said she had to follow her dream, whether she succeeded or not. She had to follow her dream, that she knew that she had this extraordinary gift and she had to be true to that gift, whether she found success or not. She had to do her utmost and give it every opportunity to find expression. I thought that was a particular standout moment. And of course, her address to her family and to her parents.
Correct, Tressa. That's, you know what, I felt the very same. And you see, Jessie comes from a very talented family in their own right, all of them. We actually had, I think, nearly every single one of them in Killarney Musical Society. Marina played a lead role at one stage.
Her mom.
Tim was in. Yeah, her mom, sorry, Marina, yeah. And her dad played a role in the Titanic, or production of Titanic, as well as her sisters and her brother being in our children's chorus and things. So they have a long-standing tradition of musical theatre and drama. And having grown up with that, I'm sure it was instilled in Jessie by her parents. And then the passion that she had to that, and she was on a road to success, and she certainly achieved it. And I just think that I would want you to know that we in Killarney Musical Society are so, so very proud of her. And even if last night wasn't successful, even if she didn't bring that Oscar home, we were still so proud of her, because what she had achieved alone and all the films and everything she's gone to do. And like, life doesn't stop there for her. She might have reached the pinnacle now of her career at the moment, but she's very young. She's a long life ahead of her, please God, and that she will achieve more and more, and maybe another few Oscars. But I suppose the first one is always precious and always the best, isn't it? Trust me, just before I go, I'd like to put on my political hat, and on behalf, on my own behalf, and on behalf of the people of Kerry, I'd like to extend our sincere condolences on the untimely death here of a young businessman here in Killarney Town. It's a fright that all good news sometimes can get, you know, tinged with a bit of sadness, and that's what's happening here in Killarney. And Ollie Favier passed away suddenly, and I just want to send condolences to him and to his family on behalf of myself and the people of Kerry.
And we here in Radio Kerry offer our sincerest condolences as well to Mr. Favier's family and friends, many friends. I know he was a very popular person.
He's going to be missed sadly by his family, of course, in the first instance, but by the wider community, because he was a community man. He was involved in GEA and in community activities around, and of course in the business world here in Killarney.
And as Marie Maloney there, Councillor Marie Maloney, who's also a long-standing member of the Killarney Musical Society, said there at the end, all our deepest condolences and sympathies to the family and many, many friends of Ollie Favier, who died, who has passed away, and a great community man, as Marie said there. And with the joy, the undoubted joy of Jesse's historic Oscar win, there's also sadness over the loss of a very special and well-loved man. So our deepest sympathies and thoughts are with his family this morning. And that was indeed Marie Maloney, who knows Jessie Buckley, right, since she was a child when she joined the Killarney Musical Society. And you can hear the joy in Marie's voice and the noise, my apologies, the noise sometimes from our beauties in Killarney, where the world's press has descended on Killarney, and not surprisingly. And so many of your calls and comments to get to. I meant to read the statement from the President congratulating Jesse Buckley and indeed Richard Bainham, who has won a third Oscar for visual effects. And she says, the President, Connolly, says, it's a historic moment with Jessie becoming the first Irish woman to receive an Oscar in the Best Actress category. This achievement is a thoroughly deserved testament, not only to Jessie's outstanding performance in Hamnet, but to her performance both in film and on stage across her career to date. I know that her proud community in Kerry and beyond will be sharing with her in this wonderful achievement. And as you can hear this morning, Kerry stands by in pride and joy with Jessie, and indeed Caitlin, because as Pat Kelly, who's coming up now with the 11-1 club, has said, it's been quite the weekend. Ireland win the Triple Crown. Kerry beat Mayo. The Rose Tree. Caitlin Cummins wins Dancing with the Stars. And of course, Jessie Buckley wins the Academy Award for Best Actress. So this is definitely a weekend that will always be remembered. Anyway, thank you so much for your company this morning. I'd like to thank David Nelligan, who produced the programme, to Kaya Flynn on to sound, also to Andrew Morrissey for his great help, to Elma Nix, of course, taking your calls and many comments, and also to the team last night who brought you live the results of the Oscars of Jessie's win, Alan O'Brien and Katie Jane Cronin. And before I go, I just want to mention one nomination that was shortlisted. That was an Instagram carousel idea from Andriy Fetitov. It was basically what if Agnes from Hamnet had Instagram in that era. So that was shortlisted as well. And of course, congratulations to the overall winner, Knocknagree National School.